98.1 KZE. It's a couple minutes after 4 Tuesday afternoon, and I've got most of the band What here with me. Welcome back, guys.
Hey. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, of course. Do you want to go around and introduce yourselves?
Sure. I'm Dan.
Jared.
I'm Alex.
And hey, I'm Owen.
Great to see you guys again. Who are we missing today?
We're missing Ryan and Jeremiah. They both are stuck at their jobs.
It happens to the best of us. Yes. So you have the first residency at the Lemon Squeeze, which is a beautiful new venue in New Pulse. Have you eaten there yet?
Yeah, their food is amazing.
That's what
honestly.
I've heard.
It's really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Delicious.
So did they come to you and say do a residency, or did you go to them and pitch this?
So I actually went into the Lemon Squeeze like the first week that they opened one night, and I was kind of like, hey, we really want to play music here. And that developed my relationship with their owner, Kevin.
Great guy.
And yeah, he's awesome. He's been like so kind to us. And pretty much we played one or two shows there. And then I pitched it was kind of like a mutual idea where we spoke about doing more frequent shows. And then it became every Thursday in January, and we're super stoked about it.
Yeah, you know, he's really supportive of local music, which I love, and I feel like he's also open to ideas like this, where like it doesn't have to just be like, okay, yeah, we'll pencil you in on some night. It's like, no, like, we like you. Let's work out something cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's really great because of that.
Yeah. So the dates of the residencies, it's every Thursday, but just to be specific, I think we decided it's the 4th, the 11th, the 18th, and the 25th.
Yes.
Starting at 8:30 p.m.
Yes. 8:30. Yep.
Okay. Why 8:30?
We figured it's the winter, and it's going to get dark really early, and it's going to be really cold, and not really too much happens on Thursdays, so we kind of wanted to try and draw as many people out as possible. Where it's like, even if you got work Friday morning, we're going to be done at 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
So instead of us ending at midnight.
That really resonates with me.
Yeah.
come catch the first set, even if that's all that you're trying to do. We're doing 8 unique sets. We're going to try to not repeat.
That is bananas. That's not every band can do that. So it's impressive that you have that much material. Because you guys have been together, I guess, longer than I think. I always think you're like a newer band, but you've been playing together for a few years.
What is it, like 6 now?
Yeah. I think in this form,
right? In this form is like 4.
Yeah. This form is like 4 years, yeah. But Ryan and I started the project back in 2016. Right. That was like the origin.
Yeah, yeah. So I play songs off of Lavender Lounge pretty often on KZE. I love that record. I've
cool.
also just
Thank
like
you.
Throw it on. It's a good hangover record.
Sweet.
I am doing Dry January, but it is. It's a good just a morning when you just need something like chill.
Oh,
great
cool.
record for that.
Sweet.
But we've got some new music to share today, which is really exciting. You want to set us up? I think we have a cool shirt queued up. You want to tell us about it?
Sure. Yeah. So in the past year or so, we've started doing some tracking at home for our new album that we're looking to put out towards the end of this year. We don't exactly have a date yet. We don't have everything recorded, but we got a couple of work in progress tracks, mixes that are pretty much done. But you know, just gonna throw it out there, put it on the radio.
Well, yeah, we are very honored to have the first crack at this one. Here is Cool Shirt from the band What off the upcoming album, 98.1 KZE.
We'll be right back.
98.1 KZE, brand new music from What? One of my favorite bands from New Paltz. They're doing a residency this month every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. at the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. That was Cool Shirt. Is it named after a specific cool shirt?
No idea.
I'm not sure.
that's a question for Ryan, yeah, who's unfortunately not here.
Gotcha. I wasn't sure if it was inspired by one specific cool shirt or just cool shirts in general.
I mean, sometimes before we'll play it, he'll kind of just like pick someone that he sees and he's like, hey, man, cool shirt.
There, yeah.
You know,
it's good to have
this
a...
song's for you.
I missed that bit.
Yeah, good to have built-in stage banter.
Yeah. No more.
Or he'll look at Alex when he's wearing Ryan's least favorite shirt.
What is that shirt?
It's just a black t-shirt.
It's a black shirt with like some bleach stains.
Several holes in it.
No, very offensive.
Holes. No holes.
Keep that shirt forever.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, he's already on track.
Yeah.
So these are unreleased songs. There's an upcoming album, no name, no nothing yet, no release date. But yeah, thank you so much for letting us have a little sneak preview
of
here.
Of course, yeah. Pleasure.
And again, the residency is all this month, so starting on this coming Thursday, the 4th. And you said something, Dan, about giveaways.
Yeah, so we're planning on doing a special like merch giveaway each night, so that way whoever comes to each show will have the opportunity to win some like a hoodie and some other merch that we've got.
Yeah, that's right. Awesome.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know. I really like merch. I really like buying shirts from local bands, especially, or like, you know, if you're like out on vacation somewhere and like,
of course,
see some random band that you know you're probably never going to see again, I want that shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would be excited to win.
Nice. Yeah.
They will be unique. So and all the shows will be unique.
That's right.
There's a
yeah.
lot of incentive to go to these shows.
Yeah, I mean, we've been probably going to play over 80 songs over the course of the 4 days. So,
and have you planned out the sets already?
Most of them are pretty much planned. I kind of wrote every show at the same time. So, okay. Like, I didn't go show by show. I kind of, like, figured out the best way to put 4 shows on at, like, the same time, if that mm-hmm. makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a fun time trying to figure all that out.
I also want to mention you have a website, which I think is just what.band.
Yes.
Yeah. And you have a mailing list now.
Yeah, we do. We finally started that.
Yeah, highly encourage you to go to what.band, and there should be a link right at the top to automatically sign you up for the email list. It's the easiest way to do it.
And the easiest way to keep on track of what you guys are up to,
exactly.
Upcoming shows, beyond January.
We'll typically send out a blast like every 2-3 weeks, kind of just being like, hey, this is what's going on this month. Like, mm-hmm. just for people that don't necessarily actively use Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
Because there's a big audience of people that we realized actually do not.
And, oh, yeah.
Or have just not really any idea of, like, where to find our stuff specifically. So we're just trying to make it as easy as possible.
Yeah, yeah. I deactivated my Facebook not that long ago, actually.
Same.
I gave up on it.
Whoa.
Let's get another one. We have this is pretty cool. We have Say What You're Thinking, which I love this song. I play it quite a bit here on KZE. And I believe you guys also did this one last time you were here in the studio.
Yeah.
And this is a new live cut version of it.
Yeah.
And what was this from?
This is from a small backyard music festival that we played down in Pennsylvania on the Susquehanna River this past summer. It's called Tuttlefest. And this full show will be available on our YouTube by the end of the day.
Awesome. Today?
If you want to check it out, yeah.
Oh, holy moly. Well, yeah, so once again, KZE gets it before anybody else. Haha. Here's the new live version of Say What You're Thinking from What on KZE.
Under the covers, can't be held back anymore. Got to get out and chase my wonders. It took a moment to endure all the rain and all the thunder. So take my hand and come with me. We can stop and smell the flowers.
KZE, that's what with Say What You're Thinking live from was it Tuttle Fest in PA this summer? Very good. Yeah, great mix.
Thanks.
It's all
so
Jared.
We're talking about the Lemon Squeeze residency. That's this month, every Thursday starting at 8:30. Different sets every time.
Yeah.
Special giveaways. I think you just said 5-minute set break, so pretty much just nonstop what all night.
Yep.
And great food. I was just looking at the menu at the Lemon Squeeze. They have late night lobster mac and cheese.
Yeah, shout out their chicken wings, too. Yeah.
So good.
Many more.
Yeah. Well, we got one more song, so I'd love to get to it if we can.
Yeah.
You want to tell us about Night Coffee?
Sure. This is a song of mine that I wrote with my friend Matt Parker back in, I want to say, like 2019. It's kind of just like as a joke, just start off like a riff and kind of grew from there. And then when I joined What, back in later on that year, actually, I brought this song and we've just fully realized it. And it's quickly become a fan favorite.
Hell yeah. Well, for the first time on the radio, here's Night Coffee from What on KZE. KZE. That's new from What? Night Coffee, coming out on the next upcoming release. We were lucky enough to get to hear that one today. The Lemon Squeeze Residency all this month. Free admission. No
free
cover.
Admission.
Yeah, I love that. Get everybody in there.
Yeah, bring the whole family.
Yeah, we're pretty sure bring hopefully the whole family. There's a kids menu at the Lemon Squeeze. So I'm gonna, you know what I do? I want to say don't necessarily take my word for it, but we're pretty sure that this is not a 21 plus situation. But maybe call the Lemon Squeeze and ask before you bring the kids. Well, yeah, guys, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having us.
And once again, I just want to mention www.what.band. Join the mailing list to keep on top of all the What happenings.
Heck yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah. And we'll see you every Thursday at the Lemon Squeeze this month.
See you there.
Yeah, sounds good.
KZE, here's your community bulletin board. Grateful Dead up next.